ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Welcome to the Total Car Score podcast, bringing you the world of cars from inside the car. And now your hosts, Carl Brower, Lauren Fix, and Javier Mota.
Well, here we are inside a car, a new car, a beautiful car, an electric car, with Wendy Ortman from Genesis. And the last time I talked to you, you were in another company, in another country.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
A lot of things have changed.
Yes.
And we are here with...
Hi, I'm Yanni Peel from Genesis Product Planning.
Yeah, and I haven't talked to you.
I know, this is my first time seeing you.
Even though you've been with Hyundai, what, 18 years you mentioned
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I've been with the Hyundai Motor America.
So right out of kindergarten, I guess, huh?
Yeah, close there.
Well, thank you for having us here in Atlanta, which is a beautiful place to drive. Most people don't relate Georgia with driving, but really this part, northern Georgia in particular, is really, really great, and this car really performs well here on the hills and all that. So thank you very much. But let's talk about this vehicle, which is the third electric car in the company. Let me get the things right. So the GV60 debuted only 10 months ago, mm-hmm. and that was a dedicated electric car. But this strategy going with electric cars, the G80 and the GV70, I'm getting it right,
yep.
Numbers and letters. These are based on the gas platform, but I think there's a huge advantage in that. I mean, driving this car, so I don't know who wants to go first, but maybe you can tell us about the benefits of having that platform used for the electric cars.
Yeah, so, I mean, electrified GV70, like you mentioned, that we are sharing the same platform as gas power GV70. With no compromise, we're basically giving a customer choices of a different powertrain. The car is award-winning model, and we wanted to give more options to the customer. That was the basic, fundamental decision on moving towards the electric. And do you want to add more to that, Wendy?
Yeah, I would just say that I think 10 years ago, an EV was a very, alone was distinctive in the marketplace. Having an electric car, being an electric car was a thing.
Yeah.
And I think as we get closer to a future and not so distant future where all Genesis will be electric, where a lot of people are moving to electrification, customers are no longer necessarily looking for something that from a mile away says, hi, I'm an electric vehicle.
Yeah.
And they're thinking about it more in just as a choice on how they want to drive. And so what's great about the electrified GV70 is it gives you the SUV proportions, it gives you the style and the design and technology that you may already know and love, and now you can also choose to drive it electric.
And let's remember that this car is based on the same platform, the G70, that won Car of the Year, right? So, like, really, really solid base for everything, and it really shows. So congratulations on that. So I kind of was joking with you before we started recording, because I think you two, besides Claudia Marquez, of course, who is the head of the company, the two most important people in the company right now, because you are developing the new electric vehicles and you have to market them. So, like, there's a lot to be told to the customers, because as you said in your presentation this morning, a lot of people still don't know they look at the cars in the road. I have to say, I'm sorry for the long introduction for the question. But last night when I was driven to the from the airport to the hotel, my driver was driving, I think, a Volvo. Yeah, Volvo S90. And he loved it. And then I told him what I was here for. And he said, oh, yeah, I see those cars on the road. They're beautiful, but I haven't had an opportunity to drive them. So I think this moment for the company, even though Hyundai Genesis split from Hyundai only 6 years ago, there's been a lot that has happened in that time, right?
It's been a very rapid growth from where we began with just one or two sedans to now, just in the last few years, offering a full complement of SUVs and now three EV options. So the speed with which the company has grown has been very impressive. But I think there's still a long way to go by way of every customer out there understanding what a Genesis is and what we have to offer. The great news for us is that Yanni and the team have done such an amazing job with the product that from a marketing perspective, all I need to do is introduce the car to you. Yeah. And people almost instantly fall in love. So it's a great problem to have. We're just really excited to continue to introduce it.
More into your job. I mean, I think that a lot of people don't know the brand, and it's difficult to get them to understand everything that you guys do with the product. The product is amazing. I mean, it's been great from the very beginning, and it's getting better all the time. But so for you, it's a big challenge. And I think you just started a new campaign to help with that, right?
Yeah. In fact, today we're launching a brand new campaign called Keep Beginning that really is a brand campaign to help explain how Genesis really embraces this idea of being audacious and progressive and constantly pushing for whatever the next great adventure is. And so we're leveraging people out there that we see also bringing design and technology and sustainability together in interesting ways and really embody what we think the brand is about, and letting them tell the story of Genesis in the hopes of introducing us ourselves to more people.
Can you expand a little bit that? Because I think the three people that are participating in at least the first part of the campaign are really, really interesting, right?
Yeah. So instead of going with an A-list celebrity, we wanted to make sure that the people we highlighted were really authentic and living the brand philosophy. So the first person we chose is a guy named Ricardo Rivera, who started out as a graphic designer and then got into projection mapping. So he's a very cool example of where technology and design come together. He makes these beautiful art installations with projection mapping in public spaces and really transforming outdoor spaces with color and light.
Oh, I think I've seen some of those. I think one in Miami. Maybe I know by him, but I've seen that. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's really cool technology. The second is a woman named Charlotte McCurdy, who she's maybe one of the smartest people I've ever met. She went to Yale and then went to RISD for design. She is a scientist who's also gotten into fashion and sustainability, bringing sustainability to fashion, which being a vehicle, the floor mats in this vehicle are made from recycled PET bottles and fishing nets. So we are also a brand that's bringing design and sustainability together. So she's working in the world of fashion and creating carbon neutral and carbon negative fashion, which is very cool. And then the last is a guy named Rye Harris, who's out in California. And Rye thought he wanted to design shoes for a living and tried it for a minute and decided that wasn't for him. And his new beginning was to get into surfing, realizing that surfing can actually be fairly toxic to the environment. He's now gotten into eco-friendly, sustainable surfboards.
I really like that idea because I have to be 100% honest with you. When I see celebrities endorsing almost any product, not only car.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
I have my doubts because, you know,
Are they actually driving it home?
I'm famous. I'm going to show off this, whatever, sunglasses, this coffee, this water. But they're not into it. And these people are really into some aspects of what makes Genesis a new car company. So I think that's a really, really cool idea. So, Jamie, on your side, what elements of design or features that you heard from people to incorporate into this new GV70
Electrify? For Electrify GV70, you know, you could see all the Genesis signature elements throughout the exterior interior of the car. Exterior, there's you know, eye-catching, iconic two-line headlamp and tail lamps. That's something that suddenly, that's Genesis, right? And then the front for Electrify GV70 gets reverse G-Matrix pattern grille. It's a bold statement, exterior key element for the Electrify GV70, and it helps the aerodynamics. And then the corner of the G-Matrix reverse grille, there's a plug-in charge doors.
Hidden, which is one. Really smart.
Push the little G. Yes, yeah. Push the little G. That's all you need. A little push in and it'll open up. And I was telling everybody during my presentation, and it's oftentimes it's hassle for me to bring the cords to charge my car to the side, but having it in front, it's very convenient. And oftentimes the charging infrastructure out there, their cords are so short.
Yeah.
So,
I got a new one. I think it was 23 feet and still didn't reach.
So yeah, so that's the like a front side of it, and the parabolic line across the side, beautiful. It just gives a very sleek and coupe-like dynamic, you know, look of the side view. And the rear gets voluminous, you know, stands of the bottom of the rear, and it's a beautiful car that, you know, everybody's like looking over the head when the car is on the road. So we're excited about this vehicle. And one thing that I wanted to mention, it's the first vehicle to be assembled in the U.S.
That's very important for many reasons, right?
So that's one like factor that I'm very, very proud of and very excited about.
This is a Montgomery, Alabama plant,
correct,
right?
So production is at Montgomery, Alabama.
And the importance of that for the people who are buying here in the U.S. is the tax credit, obviously, which the new, what is it, Inflation Reduction Act, it's kind of complicated, I have to say, because there are like so many requirements. And I think some manufacturers, including some from the Hyundai group, have told me, like, we're still trying to figure out what the rules are. But the basic rules for this one is it's an SUV, so it qualifies for that. It's
correct.
Under 80,000,
correct,
qualifies for that. And it's built in North America, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
But then I think there's like restrictions in how much you can earn. I mean, how much income you have as an owner, right? I think, I don't know. And but anyway, this vehicle qualifies for at least some of that, and which is really important to for you to build it here in the U.S., right?
Yes.
Okay. So, Wendy, another thing that really caught my attention this morning is like how you're marketing and how the new owners or the new clients, customers from Genesis are coming from. Like most of them, like new to the brand, obviously, because even though they might have had Hyundai's before, but Genesis again is brand new. But like, tell us a little bit about that. How, I mean, you really have a lot of room to grow in that segment, right? People who are not ever been in the luxury segment.
Yeah, I think when you close your eyes and you imagine what a luxury car customer looks like, or traditionally, what the visual of luxury automobiles are, there's a lot of people in the United States and that maybe don't fit that description. So we've been, as a car company launching in the 2020s, really finding ways to speak to some of those folks that we think, haven't really emotionally connected to a car brand before in a luxury space, who are often tastemakers and people who are really driving style and creators doing really interesting things out there, but they might feel perhaps a bit left behind. So it's been a really interesting, we call them luxury disruptors. They are generally much more multicultural. There's a lot more women and a lot of opportunity, I think, in both of those spaces to be to build a real fandom around Genesis. And we see a lot of opportunity there.
That's great. Jamie, so like, let's finish up with the specs of the car and some of the important features of it, especially the charging capacity of this car. That's fantastic because it really eliminates a lot of the issues that some people still have with electric cars.
So Electrify GV70 offers standard DC fast charger capability. If the owner wants to charge 10 to 80% of the battery, it only takes 18 minutes.
Wow.
And to get a 60 miles, it only takes 5 minutes with DC fast charger. It's incredible capability that our brand can provide to customer. And one thing that for a lot of, you know, households do have a level 2 charger nowadays, mm-hmm. and it takes about roughly 7 hours to charge it full.
And then the range is 263?
236.
Oh, 236. I got it. I'm dyslexic, sorry.
And then one feature that I wanted to emphasize is the boost mode on the Electrify GV70. You could get a maximum horsepower of up to 483 just by pushing that boost button on the steering wheel. And it's exhilarating, fun to drive experience that you could have it with the electric vehicle.
Yeah, and then finally, we mentioned briefly that it's under 80,000. So there's like two versions of this
model? Yes, so standard advanced trim is at 65,850. And then the prestige package is at 6,800 more from the advanced pack trim.
And again, I know you both won't say it, but I will. Other luxury brands for less equipment, not so beautiful design, you'll pay maybe $15,000, $20,000, $25,000. So it's true. I mean,
I know you were saying that.
Yeah. No, but it's really true. I mean, if you look at the Mercedes-Benz and the Porsches and the Audis and all that, they're beautiful cars. But honestly, and not because you're here, I always tell all my neighbors, all the people who ask me, and I get asked a lot, which car should I look at? And I always say, look at the Koreans because they offer the best value, the most technology, the best design, best engineering.
Thank you.
Oh, it's true. I mean, I'm not really like saying just because you're here. And we could talk for 2 hours about this and give you like really, really good examples of the reactions of people. Yeah. But when you package everything into these vehicles, it's really the good value, great value. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And I guess that makes your job a little bit easier.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you very much. We're going to keep enjoying here the roads in northern Georgia, which are fantastic. And if you've never been and here or driven a car here, you should come and do that. In the Genesis, maybe better.
Even better. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. For more, check us out online at TotalCarScore.com.
Dogs are an important part of our lives, and keeping them protected is a top priority, especially against nasty parasites. That's why you gotta check out NexGard Plus, afoxolaner, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection that kills fleas and ticks, prevents heartworm disease, plus it treats and controls roundworms and hookworms. That's a whole lot of protection packed into a delicious beef-flavored, soft chew designed to make monthly dosing easy and enjoyable. So the next time you're at the vet, ask about NexGard Plus chews. They're the one-and-done monthly parasite protection you want for your dog. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.